We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean to say this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, somebody who actually represents a big swath of that ground is the Congressman for the 5th District of Alabama. That's Representative Dale Strong. Congressman Strong hails from the Huntsville region, used to serve on the county commission there in Madison County, is now a freshman congressman, doing a great job. Going to see what his thoughts are on the left unraveling and how it feels up in D.C. right now. Congressman Dale Strong, how you doing?
Phil, it's great to be back on Right Side Radio, and you look at what's going on in D.C., they've definitely got a dumpster fire at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I just had a caller on a minute ago, Kareem from Huntsville, who swears it doesn't matter if they put a house plant in there, he's voting for anybody but Trump. And I'm just thinking, okay, you're welcome to that, but the reality is we still got someone who there's no confidence in his ability to run, which means why is there even confidence in his ability to hold the office?
Well, if he loves higher inflation, higher fuel bills, you think about it, fuel cost the day Donald Trump went out of office here in Madison County, $1.84 for a gallon of regular gas. It's more, it's doubled. If he likes high mortgage rates, go try to buy a new house right now. That's what this administration has brought. If you'd like a president that had preferred to purchase oil from Hugo Chavez rather than pumping it here in America and not being energy effective, Biden's going to be his guy because he's asleep at the switch looking for two scoops of ice cream. That's what we're dealing with. And the media has protected him from day one.
Yeah.
I was one of the 20, Phil, that got asked to come, one of the first 20 freshmen, week one, to come meet the president. I said, hey, let's form our own opinion. We walk in there, and I'm telling you, they introduced Dale Strong, Congressman, 5th District of Alabama. Walk up, shake his hand, Dale Strong, Congressman, 5th District, and he's looking for a teleprompter. I saw it firsthand. I've seen it three or four times at the White House. And I'm telling you right now, the media is complicit. The medical folks that have covered him from day one, and this isn't something new. His cognitive state is not what we need to be leading this country, and I'll promise you he's not making the decisions.
Well, I would agree with that completely. Let me ask you this. In my time in state politics, I was in the state legislature when we had, you know, the issues going on with Robert Bentley, and he wound up stepping down from office. And you like to think that the branches of government can just continue, you know, one's having trouble, the others keep operating, and they do. At the same time, it kind of sucks all the air out of the room. Is this like the topic of conversation up there right now in the middle of everything else? It just feels like it sucks the air out of the room, or are y'all able to move on past it and keep moving?
Well, the big thing is the Republicans are focused on taking care of business. You look at the bill yesterday. We're trying to stop and be sure that this country understands if you're an illegal alien, you have no lawful authority to vote in this country.
Yeah.
We had 198 Democrats that voted to let them vote. But I'll tell you this right here. We have got to stand up as Americans and be sure that we protect this Constitution. And I'll tell you, the Democrats are ready to rewrite it any day. They're just floating on the surfboard. But what we did see is they're in multiple different categories. There's a split in the Democratic Party right now. You've got some saying he's got to go. You've got some that says 25th Amendment. I want him to stay in the race. I want him to go the distance, and let's go in there and see. Because I believe Donald Trump's fixed to move and be our next president and make America better for everyone.
Well, and by the way, thank you for bringing up the SAVE Act. I wanted to go to that. So the SAVE Act y'all just passed. Now, granted, Chuck Schumer is not going to put it on the Senate floor right now. But if we can get a Senate back from in Republican majority, we have a chance to advance that at a later time, correct?
That's exactly right. You look at it, Schumer right now, I've seen it firsthand. we go in here and pass H.R. 2, which would be a southern border bill, remain in Mexico, great things to try to solve some of these problems. We pass it on the House floor. It's still sitting in a basket in Schumer's office or wherever it is, and they've not even taken it up. We can't fix problems. At least bring it to the Senate floor and vote on it. But Schumer's part of the problem also.
Well, now, and you sit on Homeland Security, am I correct? Two of the subcommittees, I believe, at least. Am I right in saying that?
Homeland Security, House Armed Services, and Science, Space, and Technology.
Outstanding. That's right. House Armed Services, too. This has got to be a distraction and also a concern for much of D.C. right now, because even though Congress has its role, obviously, in the oversight and in the enactment and in the appropriations, the truth be told, the button and the nuclear codes are sitting across the street in the White House. So how do we feel about national security, knowing that Democrats are obviously voting to let illegals vote, but Biden is still the one sitting over there, and his team is the one that carries the nuclear codes?
You got that right. You've heard it time and again. If you had to wake him up at 2 o'clock, could you do it? What would it take? Is he cognitive to make a decision? And that's the thing that's out there. Everyone understands it's pitiful what we're watching happen. Not only is America not where we need to be, but the world does not even check up whenever our president speaks or says this or that. And I'm telling you right now, it is embarrassing. We can't get January the 15th here soon enough. And then they keep saying, oh, we need to do a cognitive test. I'll tell you what we need to do. Have another debate. Let the American people do the cognitive test. You don't need a neurologist. You let him speak, and you can see that it's not there. It's pitiful. And Trump's ready to go 2-3 hours, however long he wants to go. And I'm telling you right now, we have got to deal with this. Leave him in the race, and let's elect us a president that's going to lead us the direction America needs to go.
So last night they had the strategic big boy press conference. Even Nancy Pelosi said, we're just going to wait and see how he does. Have you talked to any Democrats today? Did they feel like they were inspired by it, comforted by it, or for that matter, were they disappointed? Do you have any idea?
I think it threw more diesel fuel on the fire is what I believe it did. The thing that you've got is Jill Biden's running the show, not Joe Biden. Jill is going to make him stay in the race. The only thing that I think may get their attention, and I could see this happening, is if they go in there and offer them a big guaranteed book deal, trying to figure out how they can get them immunity and all this other stuff, because it's all about money for them, and it's all about the prestige. She loves riding in the presidential limousine, loves having guests there. She loves being on the front covers of magazines. But what we need is a leader for this country and understand the threats that are out there. It's coming from everywhere. Russia, Iran, Israel, just take your pick of what we've watched. Israel gets attacked by air, land, sea, and then they can't count on America. That's unacceptable. They're a great ally, and we need to be helping Benjamin Netanyahu with everything we got.
Yeah, well, we got a long road to hoe. I mean, Biden says last night, despite the fact that he spent $174 million or whatever it is so far, that the campaign really hadn't even gotten underway yet.
He also said that Donald Trump was his vice president.
Yeah, he did.
Those are things that stick out to me. And I thought in the debate also was great. He attempted to communicate at some point, and Donald Trump looked over and said, I know y'all don't understand what he said, and I definitely don't. I mean, his communication, it's very sad, to be honest with you. I would hope, you would think, that his wife would say, it's time to go. But again, you've got Hunter wanting him to stay in the ball game. He loves, you look at what's going on right now at the southern border, Phil, it's embarrassing. For every drone we're flying by Border Patrol, the Mexican cartel is flying 17. They're coming into U.S. airspace, landing, dropping 100 pounds of fentanyl, stuffing it with cash, taking it back to Mexico, and they're making the Mexican cartel billionaires. we should be dropping, blocking, or intercepting these drones. But you know that Mayorkas doesn't have a backbone, and the president probably doesn't even know anything about it.
No, I don't think he does, although he did appoint Kamala Harris to be his border czar, and that didn't work out very well. By the way, the Babylon Bee has had a brand new headline, came out about 10 minutes ago, says that that Biden's popularity skyrocketed after he named Trump as his VP. Just so you know.
That is a fact. I'll tell you, I was with President Trump a week ago Wednesday. He's as calm as I've ever seen him. I was in New York with him for closing arguments, and I'll be with him in Milwaukee. But I'm just telling you right now, I don't even think there's a choice. Even Democrats that we run into is like, look, man, we're going to lose this country if we leave Joe Biden there. I totally agree. And so what we spent some time on when we're not in session is trying to go to colleges and universities. These young voters are looking for some hope for America. People are sick of these inflation rates. You go to any grocery store, people are having to make choices on how they feed their families. You look at how the inflation's up another 3%. Biden's telling everybody he's bringing it down, but the facts show different. You go to fill your car up with gas and forget it, man. You're going to put $25 in and get you a half a tank. This is absolutely crazy. You look in the Gulf of Mexico, we are idling at pumping oil, and they want to buy it from Hugo Chavez. The American people are sick of it. Joe Biden is destroying this country, and it's going to take Donald Trump to clean this thing up. And I hope that when he's sworn in on January the 15th, I hope members of Congress are willing to go 7 days a week, because time is short if we don't get control.
Well, Congressman, listen, you're headed to the convention next week. I'm sure you said you're going to be up there. Let me ask you this. We haven't yet heard who the vice president's going to be. We hear there's a short list. Everybody thinks they know who's the short list. What do you think? Where are we going with that?
Don't be surprised if someone that's been listed in the short list, that he goes outside and picks somebody else.
Wow.
I really like Youngkin out of Virginia, but again, that's just one of the things. And the time that I've known the president, he'll have you looking one way, and all of a sudden he brings a great option from somewhere else. No matter who he picks, whether it's short list or he goes off with someone else, I'll promise you they'll be better than the vice president we have now, and probably would be better than the president we've got now. We've got to have somebody that's ready to assist, willing to work, understands it's not it's 7 days a week, 24/7, and that we've got a short time to turn it around. But whoever he selects, I'm going to support him 100%.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you making time today, and thank you very much for that. And we look forward to hearing the outcome of the conference or the convention next week. But in the meantime, safe travels for that, and thanks for what you're doing.
Hey, Phil, thanks for bringing me on, and anything we can do, don't hesitate to call.
All right, take care now. That was Congressman Dale Strong, a Republican from Huntsville, representing the 5th District of Alabama. Pretty adamant. I've heard him speak emphatically before, but that was about as emphatic as I've ever heard him speak. A lot of passion behind it. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on this thing. But, man, I'll tell you what, first 2 hours of the show, one topic, right? Left is unraveling. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.